Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today I have the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers game preview. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today here on 100 Yards of Football. Sunday night, we got the game of the year, the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. What more can you say about this football game, the history of these two organizations? And you think about the history. You think about Joe Montana, the White Claw, Ronnie Lott, Carlton Williamson. And then you think about the Cowboys back in the day, Dorsett, Danny White, Everson Walls, Michael Downs. Then you move it into the mid-90s. The Cowboys and the 49er battles to get to the Super Bowl. You think about Steve Young, Jerry Rice, John Taylor. And then you look at the Cowboys, Russell Maryland, Tony Tolbert, then Charles Haley coming over from the 49ers as a Cowboy, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. These organizations have went back and forth. And then Deion Sanders winning the ring with the 49ers, then coming over with the Cowboys. You want to say bad blood? You want to say respect? These two organizations are the epitome of the National Football League. And me being a Cowboys fan for 60 years, I couldn't be more happy to see this game coming on Sunday night. Think about last year. The last 2 years, the 49ers had eliminated the Dallas Cowboys from the playoffs. And Dak Prescott, the star quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, has not played well in either game. And especially going back to last year, you go back to the one play that sticks in my mind is when we had formerly Ezekiel Elliott lining up on center, hiking the ball in the shotgun to Dak Prescott, and he getting blowed up. And the 49ers winning that game, being more physical than the Cowboys. Let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers. I respect their organization, man. I respect John Lynch. I respect the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. For some reason, they get special football players that fit their organization. Brock Purdy, the last player drafted in last year's draft, has been phenomenal. He was the one guy, based on the fact when they traded Trey Lance, I said, okay, is this guy, was last year, he came in a good situation, was the pitcher going to be too big for him? Well, you look at it this year, 1,900 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. See, when your quarterback does not turn the ball over, you're going to be a very good football team. Then I look at them bringing Christian McCaffrey over from last year for the Carolina Panthers, and I ask my question is, now, McCaffrey's had a lot of injuries. He's starting to get nicked up. But when he got to the 49ers and into that scheme, man, he's been special. A touchdown in what, like 13, 14 straight games, 459 yards, 6 yards a pop. He's been very, very good. And then you put him with Deebo Samuel's averaging 14 yards a catch. George Kittle is averaging 10 yards a catch. Then you're looking at the defense side of the ball. Drake Jackson out of USC, 3 sacks. Fred Warner, 33 tackles. Nick Bosa, Rich Man of America. And Javon Hargrave. The 49ers have got players that believe and win. And they really are the image of John Lynch when he was a player with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a very good football player. And Kyle Shanahan is a very good football coach. This is going to be a measuring stick on Sunday night for the Dallas Cowboys. I got real excited the first two games of the season along with the Cowboy Nation. I said before this season started, this was a Super Bowl team. This was the most deepest team that the Cowboys have had since the Super Bowl years of the mid-90s. From the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side of the ball. The only question I had was, could they stop the run? First two games, they only gave up 10 points and had very impressive wins over the Jets and the Giants. During that week when they was playing the Arizona Cardinals, they lost an all-pro cornerback in Trayvon Diggs. I said, okay, they're not going to take a step back. They still got Stephon Gilmore, who was the defensive player of the year in 2019 with the New England Patriots. But they dropped the ball against the Arizona Cardinals, gave up over 200 yards rushing. Josh Dobbs looked like the second coming of Joe Montana. And I just could not understand why they played so poorly. And then another image from the football game, Dak Prescott throwing a pick on the goal line when the game was still in balance. Dallas was down 28-16. But last week against the New England Patriots, they were very impressive. 38-3 win. Team played very well on both sides of the ball. So now this really is a high-level playoff game. This is a statement game. Are you going to be in a conversation of Super Bowl talk at the end of the year where the 49ers can be the measuring stick? Dak Prescott, last week he was good, baby. 28-34, one touchdown, no picks, 267 yards. Jake Ferguson was a very good pleasant surprise, 7 receptions, 77 yards. Michael Parsons, I love you, baby. 14 tackles on the year, 4 sacks, 1 forced fumble. I consider you right now one of the top 2 defensive players in the game. But Michael Parsons, when it comes on Sunday night, I think you need to stop doing a little talking, because last year, Trent Williams, outstanding offensive tackle of San Francisco, kind of had you under wraps in the playoff game last year. So now with Nick Bosa getting that money, I want to see a lot of people comparing you to LT Lawrence Taylor. See, let me explain this to you, Mr. Parsons. I'm 63 years old. When it became Monday Night Football, or when it became Super Bowl, any high-level game, the young man from Williamsburg, Virginia, by way of Lafayette High School, he took his game to another level, especially on Monday Night Football. Look at the battles against Joe Jacoby and the Washington Redskins. Look at the battles against the Philadelphia Eagles. Lawrence Taylor took his game to another level when the stakes were higher. That's why everybody said LT is the greatest ever done this. Well, Mr. Michael Parsons, I see you talking on your podcast. I see you doing a lot of talking over here. You know what? On Sunday night, with Nick Bosa getting that mega money, I'm expecting you to produce, because Trent Williams is waiting on you. And Deron Bland, I want to thank you, brother. You'll play very well at the cornerback position. 2 INTs for touchdowns this year, 3 interceptions. I really feel confident you could be the guy that can replace Trayvon Diggs. So that being said, it's Sunday Night Football, the game of the week. All eyes are going to be right there in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, where they play the game at. And it's for the Dallas Cowboys, because the pressure is going to be on you, Cowboys. Because you say you want to be in that area mentioned as a Super Bowl contender, and being mentioned as one of those teams that can be talked about at the end of the year, you're going to have to win this game on Sunday night. It's a must win for me as I analyze and break down this football game. And Dak Prescott, the pressure's on you, baby. Make a long story short, Dak, you look good. You've been a great ambassador of the Dallas Cowboys organization. You saved us when Tommy Romo went down, and you started as a rookie, as a fourth-round pick out of Mississippi State University down there in Starkville. But Dak, I hate to say it, I'm putting it out there today. When the stakes are high, you do not play your best football. You got to play your best football on Sunday night against Brock Purdy. That being said, Cowboys 20 to 49 and 17. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm Vincent Turner. To the Cowboy Nation, please enjoy the video and be somewhere on Sunday night to get ready to watch this great football game. Thank you, and be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.